you guys. It's another episode of The Bachelorette here on AfterBuzz TV. I feel like we saw more tears tonight in the second episode than I remember all last season. Stay tuned. We'll get into it right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Turn down for what? Oh,
hey.
This is like the best one-on-one day ever. I loved it. A dream come true, really. Is this taking me back to high school? Yeah. I guess we're all just teenagers. Oh my gosh. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another Bachelor After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Christina Diaz. So excited to be here for the season of The Bachelorette. And joining me tonight, we got a full panel. Sterling.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We got Sterling, Christine, Renee.
Hey, guys.
Jeff isn't here tonight, but he'll be back next week. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
We'll miss him. Miss you, Jeff.
And you guys, I wasn't here last week.
I know. Yeah, welcome back.
I'm so excited to be back. Oh, my gosh. So I know y'all talked about, you know, first impressions of Becca and the guys and everything.
Yes.
Just want to quickly share that. I'm so here for Becca.
Yes.
I love her. I think she's really great. I wish she had like a little bit more enthusiasm. Do you guys feel that at all? Sometimes I feel like she's very like almost like too cool, calm, and collected.
Oh, no. I'm super into her. I don't think she's not enthusiastic enough. I love that she's like, come on, guys. Yeah, let's do this. Like, the whole time, she's a little chill. And I also love how straight to the point she is when she's feeling something or has an issue.
I like her so far. I think she's, like, a perfect combination, like, a good balance of being calm and collected, but then also interested in the guys and excited about the activities. And we definitely saw some energy from her tonight with the sledgehammers.
Yes, we did.
I was living for that.
You know what my favorite part about this date was? The fact that whoever's styling her added a belt to that outfit because they're like, this isn't cute enough. And they added like a cute little belt and rolled up the bottom of her jumper.
And she had like those cute little heeled boots.
Very cute. They made the outfit cute. They're like, we can't just leave it like this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's good that she's a cool, calm, and collected. I guess it's cool that she's cool, calm, and collected because the guys are proving to be super dramatic. I'm shocked by how many tears we saw in tonight's episode.
Tonight I had a moment when the guys were just like going back and forth about the picture and disrespect where I was like, oh, this is why The Bachelor gets boring at some points because that's just like petty guy drama.
Why are guys so immature?
It's just, I mean, I know the girls.
Sorry, the girls can be super immature too.
They can too, but it just sounds weirder when it's like these buff dudes just like, but don't you think this is disrespect? It's like, come on.
Oh my gosh. I was living for it because all I kept thinking is this is going to be an SNL skit. Like joking about all these guys getting that mad over a picture. And then every interview is like, man, I don't know why the picture like upset people. And Lincoln's crying over it. I loved it.
Okay. Well, let's rewind a little bit and let's talk about the first date. So the first date card came. I forgot what it said. Did you guys take that down?
I know it was called Groom's Day.
Oh, Groom's Day. Okay,
so it was the challenge was,
yeah. It was Clay, Nick, David, Chris R., Jean Blanc, Jordan, Connor, and Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little pamper session that was so blatantly paid for by the Black Tux.
Yes.
I don't know why they said that at the end.
They said that at the end, too. In the credits, it said,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you
to Black Tux. Oh, my gosh, it was so funny. I love when it's just so blatant like that. And the guys got all new outfits.
They did.
And what I thought was funny about it was that Becca seemed to really enjoy her first one-on-one date with Ari where she was pampered. But then later on in this episode, she said that the sledgehammer date was way more her speed. So it's funny that like she chose this as a group date, you know? I mean, I guess the guys got a little messy afterwards.
I was going to say the obstacle course like definitely changed it up.
Wait, did she say that about the group date though or the one-on-one with Blake, you mean?
She said the one-on-one with Blake was way more her speed.
Yeah. Get though because I feel like during the date with her and Ari he did say that he knew this wasn't her type of date, like pampering her, like that's not Becca, but he thought that would be a good idea because she's not used to that or didn't usually do that type of thing. So I mean, I think any girl would love to get like that many dresses, but doesn't make it, you know, something we would typically ask for a first date with someone.
Yeah. No, no one would ask for that, but I think everyone would love it.
I would accept it. Yeah, sure. Totally. Happily.
Were you guys excited to see Rachel and Brian on this date?
I'm always excited to see Rachel.
I was, and I was very
so shady.
Sterling, I like, love her. Rachel.
No,
I love
I'm
Rachel.
Saying poor Brian.
Oh,
you're like no.
Oh. I was like, I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah. She's like, I only care about Rachel.
Well, I mean, I'm glad they're happy, but I love Rachel.
Yeah, no, she was
I'm
amazing.
Still indifferent about
Rachel.
I seem happy.
Clearly,
Rachel was really good tonight. I felt like her and Brian, they looked good together.
They did.
I enjoyed yeah. them. I mean, they're one of the couples that I've actually followed after the fact, and mm-hmm. I know they kind of. Fell off the radar in terms of like where everyone else is, and I know the hype is around Ashley and the other couples that are popping off right now, but yeah. they're so cute together. And she had the funniest lines, like yeah. how cheeky of ABC to have her say what that mouth do.
Yeah,
come on.
Right?
Like that was great.
Twice.
Yes. Between that and the saging in yeah. the very yeah, first exactly. episode, Rachel's great with the one-liners, and honestly, I think Brian got cuter.
Yeah, he got buffer.
I think
he's
so
got cute. Way more jacked. I was like.
Y'all know
they're
I always like Brian.
Cute together, and you really did.
I did.
You've always been a Brian fan.
I was. I just felt like they were good together.
Yeah, he's all about her.
And I think that you just see so much more of her personality. I mean, like, she was always such a hit. We always loved her. But in these past two episodes that she was on, she, like, just does not care at all. She
steals
just,
the show.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Lincoln cheated on this date?
Yes.
Yeah.
If all the guys are saying it's like...
Are they salty or...
But he did get in like about the same time as everyone else. So for him to get out that much sooner is a little shady.
He was shaking the
he
thing
was,
though.
Yeah.
Like they
so...
I thought it was funny that he cheated though. I didn't think it was that serious because they didn't make yeah. that big of a deal of it. It was just because of how he showed off when he won. I think
right.
rub salt in the wound.
After yeah. cheating, they're yeah. like, okay, well, you didn't even really win.
Yeah.
Barely, so...
I don't know.
I don't
think
like
it's
him.
That big of a deal, though.
Oh.
She clearly isn't into him.
No.
So I agree with you, but watching this next to Christine's like, oh, she's into him.
No. No, from the kiss, I thought she was into him.
That kiss.
Because she's playing into his antics.
Was moving so much. No one's head should move that much while you're making out with someone. That was a lot, and I was uncomfortable as a viewer.
I was uncomfortable too. I was like, wow, she feels like forced right now to kiss him. That's what it felt like to
yeah,
me.
Maybe I was reading
too.
It wrong.
I think you're the one reading it wrong, Christine.
No, that's what I said.
Oh, maybe you
Damn,
are. Sorry.
Christina.
Sorry, I'm just saying. I thought you were like, no, she loves him.
No. I could be totally off. I mean, our panel's kind of split on who our villain is. I know you guys think he is, but...
Yeah. Whenever you compare,
I'm gonna give him some time.
Like, her one-on-one time with him and then her one-on-one time with, say, like, Wills or whatever,
right.
it's completely
clear
different.
Difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I can't with Lincoln. I want to know with you guys in the chat. Are you guys a fan of Lincoln? I cannot stand him, and it's only episode 2. I don't know how many more episodes of Lincoln I'm going to be able to take.
Well, people are saying they love Lincoln's body. Or was
his
that you, Renee?
That
might have been you saying that.
Wasn't me.
Oh. But he does have a good bod. Aside from that, that's really the only thing going for him.
Yeah, because his accent, I think, like I said, first episode, I wanted to like it more than I am. And it's just not doing it for me.
You know what I remember him as? I was like, what was he that first night of After the Final Rose? He was the guy that wouldn't shut up. The one that the
Didn't he
the
buy
whole-
tickets? To, like, go somewhere?
I don't know.
Oh, is that him?
No, he was the one, if I remember correctly, when we were watching it, we're like, oh, my God, this guy's still talking to her.
Well, that's what's happening during this episode,
and
too.
And that's, it's like, oh, yeah, Lincoln from After the Final Rose. He just keeps going.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes,
See?
That was
yeah.
him. Yes.
But, you know, maybe that's just like, nerves.
It could be.
Well, it's getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
forget, like, British people have, like, a different kind of humor, no?
Christine!
I don't want to put the nail in the coffin yet on Lincoln. Not yet.
Yeah. Okay, not yet.
I think I'll stick
cause
around.
Because I don't think Becca is.
Yeah,
so let's
I think I'll stick
him,
around.
I think
around
the producers are talking to Becca, but
I like to play devil's advocate.
Well, people in the chat role aren't a fan, too.
America.
Someone
Lincoln.
Says I'm thinking
America's
of DeMario.
So, okay, I think we need to talk about the whole Connor situation, though, because you might not Lincoln... But that was a little out of control. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
That I mean, if someone loses their temper like that and just throws something in the pool, that just shows that he is not calm and collected and also has maybe a temperament problem.
Definitely.
And
absolutely.
It just was very immature to me.
Yeah. Coming from someone who hates Lincoln, I will say I felt very bad for him in that moment. Truly. It was two guys being immature, but then Connor took it to the next level and threw the picture into the pool. Can you grow up?
I agree. I was like, okay, Lincoln's being annoying, but at the same time, like, this is a competition. Like, you're going to get under each other's skin. That's probably his tactic of showboating to see how other people react to it. And at this point, Connor played into it, and it looked worse on him at the end of the day, so.
And I hate the justification, this isn't who I am. It is who you are. You did that.
Yes. Yeah. And he also did not say sorry.
Right.
The words, I'm sorry, Becca, or it could have been off screen, like right. me and Christina talked about, but... I'm mad that we didn't see that, because that I needed that.
Well, it just felt like it wasn't really an apology at all. It was just right. like, yeah, I did it, but it's Lincoln's fault.
Yeah.
For, like, boasting in front of us. He showed the photo. Like, what? Like, I'm just admitting it for us. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I think she handled it really well, though, because she was just so straight up. She said, I'm looking for a man that is respectful and can still handle himself well, and I don't want to deal with the bullshit and the drama with the other guys. Mm. And I was like... Mm-hmm. 100%. Like, yes.
I will say, like, it's a good point that we're talking about Becca's decision making. Because, like, in certain situations, she's like, okay, no, you need to go home. Others, she's like, I'm going to let this play out. Mm-hmm. I feel like so far she's been handling things appropriately.
I agree.
Because I don't know that that was anything to send him home over yet.
I would have sent him home.
Would you?
At that second? After that.
You would have sent
him
home?
Yeah, I would have sent him home.
I think it's a good tell of someone's character. If
Absolutely.
They're throwing pictures.
That is just so childish.
It is.
I do not want that in my home.
Would you have, would you have sent him home, Renee?
I would have sent him home. However, what I'm trying to give her credit for is I think they probably had such a good initial connection when they were talking probably the first few times that it took her so off guard she didn't know what to do in the moment, so she's letting it play out.
Yeah.
So that's fair, but as a viewer from what we've seen, yeah, bye.
You know what? I think that she would have had reason to send him home, at least at the rose ceremony, if he didn't kind of make up for himself and have that whole situation going on. I don't know if I would have sent him home at that moment, but I definitely would have been like, okay, you're like obviously going home during elimination.
Big red flag for sure.
Yeah.
It's so early to show like
to throw
that
a temper
sort of,
tantrum.
Yeah,
it's
embarrassing. So early in the game to do that.
Very much embarrassing. I think he said it perfectly.
Absolutely. Okay, and what a difference from our next one-on-one date with Blake, because Connor and Blake could not be more different. Y'all, we all have, like, heart eyes for Blake.
Yeah, I love Blake.
We do.
I do.
He is so cute and charming and just, like, I feel like he makes you happy looking at him. He always has a smile on his face.
I told you, he reminds me of Miles Teller.
Like, that's right.
They totally look alike.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
The date was so cute. I love that the whole time, like, they're destroying things. Becca's like, I love this. And Blake's just happily along with her. And he's in the interviews. It's like, she seems to be having a lot of fun. But I love this date is literally just destroying any memories associated with Ari. I think it was hilarious. He's like, well, she seems to be really enjoying herself.
I mean, the date was just hilarious.
Genius. Whoever
and
produced
freeing
this date.
And so liberating. Oh, my gosh. It probably felt so good to be Becca in that moment because... She really did go straight from after the final rose to all of a sudden being the Bachelorette.
Yeah, like, it was like a month.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was it even that long?
Well, so she did an interview today on, I think it was on Extra, and she said that it was a month when the conversation started about her potentially being the Bachelorette, and then they pretty much just started right after that. A month after the breakup.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that's not even that long of a time.
It's
from
not.
Being engaged.
From being engaged, I mean, we have to think about, you know, usually when bachelorettes are chosen, it's, you know, the runner-up. So they have about 3 to 4 months to kind of get their shit together and feel better and get ready to, you know, open up their heart to someone new. But Becca had to go from thinking this person was the one she was going to spend the rest of her life with, getting engaged to them, being broken up on national television, and then a month later... trying to find a new husband. That's a lot to process.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But good for her. I mean, she looks great. She seems to be into these guys, so.
That's why I'm, like, not at all mad at the pace that this is going so far. And like you were talking about before, her level of excitement. I feel like it's appropriate for where she's at. Yeah. I think she's still working through everything. And tonight we actually saw, like, a moment of doubt from her later on at the final cocktail party where she was saying that she's starting to think that she couldn't find somebody. And that was, like, alarming to me to hear.
Yeah, totally.
But it turned around, but yeah.
I think the date with the sledgehammers and everything was an obvious, like, release for her.
Yeah.
Because she was genuinely enjoying smashing his face.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you
Could
guess?
You imagine?
I was genuinely enjoying watching it.
Same. I mean, she had to keep her composure for this entire time with Ari, who is just a jerk.
Yeah.
Throughout the breakup, because it was being filmed, and what do you do in that moment when this is going to be on television forever and the internet forever? And on top of that, like, just going on the show and they're probably like, don't say anything too bad about him. Like, finally she could just let loose without using her words.
Right.
But what do you guys think about this nonstop Aria abuse?
Oh, God.
Oh, stop.
Do you like it or no? Because I think it's a little bit too much. At this point, like, I feel embarrassed for ABC, and I kind of feel bad for Aria. Like, he messed up, and he was definitely a jerk to Becca. But she's getting her happy ending. Like, why do we have to constantly abuse him and abuse him?
I don't think we keep bringing him up. Like, all the guys that brought him up in their intro last week, I wasn't a fan of that. And then how even we're incorporating him in dates, and we're going to see him later this season. He's going to come on this show. So, like, I don't know. It's just too much. Like, let's move on.
Yeah. But maybe that's what this date was for the show. Maybe they felt pressured, like, producers to bring him up because you can't just leave off or start the new season without bringing up that whole fiasco of last season.
Right.
So maybe this was their way of being like, okay, now we're fully closing that door. And they made it very clear. Becca was like, now I feel like I can move past this, whatever. So maybe that was ABC trying to be like, okay, let's keep it moving.
It's definitely produced.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. However, he was their lead last season. And, like, even though he messed up, they're really, like, killing him off. It almost seems in this episode, you know?
I'm so mad at him. As much as I agree with you, I think that Becca also deserved this moment. Yeah. I mean, ABC put her through the ringer by airing that all out there.
Yes, that's very
so
true.
So I think she deserved this time. While they're doing their press tour and, you know, promoting their happiness, she can have her own.
I was going to say, Ari's probably loving the promotion. He's getting, you know, he's staying relevant because of it.
Ari was not in this for social media fame, don't you remember?
Please.
His words are not mine.
Which is why they go on The View every day.
Yeah.
True. Him and Lauren are on The View, like, every time I see a clip.
Wait, really?
I'm not kidding. They went on The View last week just to announce that they're getting married. Yeah.
Or when,
right
they're, getting married.
Or when they're getting married.
Oh, and where, the day, the time, the place. And they're like, but it's private.
It's private because you didn't get an offer for a TV deal.
I mean, definitely.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh my God, someone in the chat roll said, LOL, why does Christina have a thing for Ari? Do you have a thing for Ari?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I didn't know how to tell you this, but I am madly in love with Ari. He is my crush.
Oh my God,
don't tell my husband, please. Ari's definitely my type for sure. Okay, anyways. Blake, any other thoughts on Blake? Do you guys?
I love him. Just
that. He's a front runner for me.
I think he's super cute, for sure. I was saying this the entire time watching.
He looks young, but
yeah. I thought he was so young.
Yeah.
I honestly thought he was like 24 years old.
He's
maybe
25.
Just has a baby face.
Is he 28? 28? Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You're right. He's 28. Sorry.
Oh, is he really?
He's
26.
I was confusing him with someone else.
He just has a baby face.
Yeah.
But compared to her, do you think he feels young compared to her?
No.
I do a little bit.
I do a little bit, but I'm still here for it.
Yeah, same.
I don't think he feels young. Maybe intimidated is the better word because she's so like put together. And I think he's just like, I got from seeing them sitting next to each other, he's just taking her all in. Like, right.
He has a mature vibe about him, though, despite whatever his age is.
Yeah.
He's 28. So
he's 26. 28.
28. We got it.
Okay, he's the same age as Becca. I feel like when it comes to, when we think of, like, bachelors being with younger women, we don't think twice about it. But when it comes to, like, a woman dating a guy her own age, it's something we do think about, or it feels different. But honestly, I didn't see a difference. It felt like he was just a little nervous because it was his first date with her. I didn't see like a significant age difference or immaturity problem.
Yeah.
Who I saw an immaturity problem with was Connor and Lincoln.
Yeah. And Jordan.
Yeah. Agreed. And Jordan, obviously.
And Jordan.
That's a given.
Oh my gosh.
She might as well be like 14. Like,
Jordan?
What's up with this guy?
I can't decide if Jordan is just so produced. Or
probably.
I mean, I don't think he can't take himself seriously. He obviously came on the show and was like, I'm going to be the next Derek Zoolander, and just is playing that up as much as he can.
The male crystal.
But do you think he's really the male crystal?
He's not the male crystal.
I don't think so. People are comparing him to her.
Mixed between maybe Crystal and Corinne.
I think he's more of a Corinne than a Crystal.
I don't think he's that. I don't hate him at all. I think he's really entertaining to watch. Yeah. I think obviously she's not going to pick him, but he's there for us as viewers. And he's got good one-liners.
I think what makes him more like Crystal rather than Corinne is because I think Corinne knew that she was just playing games. But, like, Crystal never really broke in her facade. Like, she was very much like, here I am. We didn't really get to see past that until later. And I feel like he's still, like, I don't get the vibe that he doesn't take himself too seriously. I think he really is just in this.
Yeah.
And he's just riding that to the end.
Probably.
Just like Crystal did.
Wait, guys, what if Crystal and him date in Paradise? I would die. I can't.
I just can't. I that don't would even be a ever dream. Want to see Crystal on TV ever again.
All I want. Please, ABC, I'm begging you. Sterling, shush. No. Jordan and Crystal in paradise.
That would
please
be amazing.
Make it happen.
That would be my worst goal. Nightmare.
I'm turning my TV off. No,
for me. Real quick, I just want to go back to Blake because people were saying this in the chat role and we didn't really get into about his ex. That story.
I wrote that down.
Yeah, and I thought that was really relevant. It was a sweet story that he shared. It's kind of funny when he said the text popped up because I was like, you know, you were creeping. You were looking at her.
Yeah,
phone
you were
when
scrolling.
She was in the shower.
You were definitely scrolling.
Right? For sure. But it was interesting that he said at the 2 month mark, she said, I love you. And it made me feel so vulnerable. I'm like, honey, you're going to have to say I love you way quicker than that. If you thought 2 months was quick, like you just signed up for
show.
The Bachelorette. Yeah. And he was just shocked by like how 2 months. Was so quick for him. So do you think he'll be able to fall in love with Becca so quickly?
Yeah, I think it's the environment. I mean, when you're dating someone IRL outside of The Bachelor, yeah, 2 months is quick. I mean, in The Bachelor world, when all you're focused on is love and getting married, that's pretty much like at the 6 month mark, if you think about it.
I think I think that it was very strategic that we heard this part of their conversation because I think he will have trouble with it later on. And I think that'll be brought back up again. I don't think anything is like by chance.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Between all the demolition and, oh, that's what we heard. It's for a reason. Yeah.
Producers right. Like, totally. Noted. That's fair. Noted. Gonna bring this back up.
This is like 3 seasons in now, 4 seasons of us doing this show. Now I'm thinking all like strategically.
Oh, yeah. Like what are they planting for us to see later?
Yes. Like my brain is totally there right now.
So while they're on their date, the guys are talking at the house, and then we just see the whole situation with Lincoln, and I just want to address this because even though Connor was such a jerk, I can't get over how Lincoln reacted to Connor throwing the picture frame and the tears, and it's just so funny because the guys were just mocking him and making fun of him for it. What were your thoughts?
It was too much.
Too much, right?
Is he serious? Like, is that really him, or is he trying to, you know, play victim? I can't tell. Is he that sensitive over a stupid photo?
No, he's trying to play victim.
No,
he's are you serious for
yeah.
that?
He's an opportunist.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
like,
he's
making
all that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why does he think this is coming across? I can't figure him out. I think he's so immature. I think he's so fake. I can't handle him. But it's like, why?
I don't know. You know when you're in that situation, you're in a bubble in the Bachelor house. So he's probably like, okay, this is probably going to make him look worse. Time for the tears. Like, obviously it was fake as hell, but I think it was just all...
I mean, maybe the picture meant a lot to him, you guys.
Oh, my God.
What was he explaining?
I couldn't even say that seriously. I couldn't even say that seriously.
No, remember how he was explaining, like, he was covered in dirt and she was all in white? What does that have to do with
anything? I think that had to mean, like, he really, like... tried to get her, you know what I mean? Like him covered in dirt shows that he fought for her, and like that was their wedding picture. I think he honestly thought like they were getting married or something.
Well, luckily you can like print out the photo again, get a new frame.
He kept saying she brings out the best in him, but when has she ever brought the best out in him?
And she called him out on that too.
Yeah,
which I love that she did.
They've known each other for like maybe 8 hours.
Twice. She's like, I call BS because I don't really. What's your name again?
I don't know you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
He said something along the lines of, well, you make me feel comfortable. And if you're comfortable, then you get to be your best self. And it was like just a circle of words. I was like, okay, that was like a good BS run, but what?
Yeah. All these guys suck at explaining things. Can we just talk about that for a second?
You know who's the worst at explaining things? Go for it, Renee.
Colton!
Ooh.
What is wrong with you, Colton? We were all rooting for you. I feel like, oh my God, why am I, oh my God, I almost blanked on the name Tyra Banks. I was like, I feel like, and then I almost said Tamara. Tyra Banks, the famous meme when she said, we're all rooting for you from America's Next Top Model. Like, come on, Colton. What were you saying? I'm so confused. First, he goes on to say it was a timing issue, which, wrong answer. Don't say that. And then he said he was trying to turn a spark into a flame.
Yeah.
What did he say?
And then he also said it was just one weekend. So is that really dating someone or is that just a hookup?
I don't know.
It's very confusing as to what happened.
It's shady for sure.
It's very, very shady. I'm curious to know what you guys think in the chat about Colton's excuse. Yeah. And I want to shout out really quickly our iTunes listeners. We love you guys. Use that as a platform to let us know what you think as well. Write us a funny comment. Maybe we'll read it on air. Share us your Bachelor picks and thoughts. Use that as a place to engage with us. And be sure to rate us and give us 5 stars.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Please leave us a comment. Let us know what you think about Colton. And we'll read a few of them. next week.
Absolutely. Got to shout out our iTunes fam. We see you, YouTube fam, live on the live chat, but our iTunes listeners, we appreciate you guys so much.
I was so shocked about Colton and this whole situation because, like we said, I was really into him and I thought he was going to be a front runner. And then I just found him to be so shady. I don't know why when he was talking to her, you know when you like look into someone's eyes and you're like, oh, he's not being genuine, or there's like some, there's more to this story.
To him?
Yes, he was smirking the entire time.
It was like, maybe she doesn't believe me. Like,
he had a week to prepare this. Like, really, Colin, you get a week and this is what you give us? Are you kidding me?
I think he thought Tia was going to be Bachelorette.
Oh, for sure.
And then he went on the show and then it wasn't. It was Becca instead.
So I thought that was really interesting when Becca brought that up because that's not where I saw it going in my mind
either.
At all. And also, I think Becca knew. I think that she was not that shocked when he told her. If it were me, I'd be like, wait a minute, Tia? Like, Tia who? You mean my friend Tia?
Yeah, it depends on how close they are. She says they're friends, but if they're friends, then she would have known about their weekend together, right?
They're not friends. They all say they're friends.
You pointed this out, right? That they weren't that close.
Guys, throwback to Ari season. They were towards the end. What? Nate, show me three clips of Becca and Tia talking. You won't find them because maybe they talked in the first few weeks. They were not friends. You're friends with everyone on your season because it's kind of like a sorority at the end of the season and you're all friends and doing things together and being social media influencers. But are you truly friends?
I think they're friendly. I think they're friendly enough
they're acquaintances.
For it to be weird that he dated Tia and then is on the show now dating Becca.
And Colton also dated Allie Raisman, so...
So he gets around.
I mean,
I don't think he needs this show to get a date.
Yeah, so, totally.
What else is he here for?
I thought it was really interesting that she said, was he here for Tia? Because I think all throughout Ari's season, until the very end, we all thought Tia was going to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah,
and maybe he did too.
And also, boys
so then what would have happened in January with that? Maybe they were like, okay, well, I'll probably be Bachelorette, so let's hold it until then, maybe?
Yeah, timing was off. And let me just say,
how did they even meet?
Because she needed Instagram, to be single probably. To be considered for Bachelorette.
Let's be honest, it was probably Instagram.
Tia would have needed to be single in order to be considered for Bachelorette. So maybe if they dated back in January, she like called it off.
So you think
she
called
it off? Bachelorette.
Because he kind of phrased it like he called it off. But if she had done it, then were they both colluding to meet fall in love
to later meet on Bachelorette
and do that? That's shady.
That's my conspiracy theory.
That is super shady. You think so?
It's possible.
I feel like they probably had that weekend together and she was like, I might be Bachelorette. And he's like, I'd love to go on there and be your husband.
I don't know.
To say it wasn't the right time.
Also totally be wrong. So
he said he had a weekend with Tia, but there's no more than just a spark. So he made it seem like he ended it because he didn't see anything with her.
That's
and then went straight on to be the Bachelorette or to be on the Bachelorette for Becca.
Yeah. Also, boys are so dumb. All he had to say is like, I'm here for you. I didn't come on here for Tia. And he's like, stop.
Chat roll, please give us your conspiracy theory.
Yes.
I'd love to hear. Sterling, yours
and
was good.
So Becca M from RA season, she had tweeted a few days ago. When was a few days ago? It was like the end of May. What a day is it? It was like last week. And
it's June.
She pulled up some screenshots of Colton's old tweets, and it was about Tia. Like,
no.
Tia keeps it real. Tia... Dr. Tia with like hard eyes, like during Ari season when he was watching Bachelor.
Oh, so he was like a fan.
So he's there for Tia.
Oh, he's so slid into her DMs.
I need to check Raven's Twitter because she tweeted before the episode started tonight, like, I'll be live tweeting tonight, .. As if she had some tea to spill. So Raven Nicole Gates, let's check your Twitter.
Raven was very upset her date with
She said tea
Ari
will not be spilled.
Didn't air last season.
It's not mine to spill.
She didn't say anything?
Yeah, what? She said tea will not be spilled. It's not mine to spill.
Oh.
Y'all make Twitter fun though.
Oh, someone replied, but you and Adam both spilled it on the podcast weeks ago.
Interesting.
Podcast?
Yeah.
What was spilled?
If anyone knows what was spilled, let us know, please.
Do the investigation, guys. Please help us.
Anyways, who cares? I'm happy it's Becca that's the Bachelorette.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, their romance isn't going to happen. Maybe they'll both end up in paradise together and live happily ever after. Because
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. And I think that's what the chat roll was kind of calling earlier. Obviously, I think that Becca's keeping him for now, but you know,
I think he'll be on Paradise, so will Tia, and then they'll be the engaged couple.
Wait, guys, wow. Can I just share this tweet for a second? Because I found it on Raven's page. She retweeted Justin Kirkland, who said, "It's been 7 days since we said goodbye to you. I know you're out there looking over all of us, but it doesn't make it any easier. You're not forgotten." And it's a picture of Joe.
The grocery store. Trader Joe.
I know, everyone. Oh, that's so cute. Everyone loves him.
That's like how people couldn't let go of what's-his-face who got cut. You were obsessed with him. Blake K.
Well, where are you, Blake?
Oh, my. Still thinking about you.
And he never made it to Paradise, either.
No. Like, what happened? I don't even know who you guys are talking about. The only Blake in my eyes is the one from tonight's episode.
It was Asian Blake, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Wasn't he?
Yeah. What did you guys think about Becca's connection with Will's?
She was into it. Her like voice went higher and she was like talking softer and she was giving him one of these looks.
She was also like breaking her neck to look at him and he was right next to her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, be Wills.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. She was turning it on for him. That's for sure.
It was like, I think you brought up a really good point while we were watching this because I was like, ew, I don't like his body language. He's like too chill. He's like not into her. But by doing that, like, she really, like, went the extra mile and was into him and leaning into him. And I guess it works.
There was definitely some physical chemistry happening.
He was giving her the eyes, too, because everything he answered, his eyes were a little like, yeah.
Wait, didn't he cry, too?
What?
When did he cry?
Talking about his family.
Yeah. He said he gets emotional about his family.
I mean, that was sweet. Like, cute tears. Yeah, I like that. Not Lincoln tears, but still.
Yeah. Again, Becca likes the chocolate.
Yeah. She does.
I like that.
I really like Will's too. I'm excited to see. And it was cute. He was like, I never would have considered myself a front runner. You know, he was super confident after that.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Good vibes from him.
And I like their chemistry. Stylish. It's not forced.
Yeah.
I feel like there was no other standouts on the second group date, right? Besides the kids, they were hilarious.
I think her and Garrett had a good conversation. Like, I thought that was cute.
They just seem like very vanilla to me. I don't feel like there's like anything really buzzworthy going on there.
Just can't look at him the same after like all that stuff came out about him.
I can't either. He comes on the screen, I'm like, oh, Garrett, why'd you do that? Yeah. Every time.
He did apologize.
Yeah, I feel like you can't really like judge him the whole season because of that. At least,
I mean, you can. No, we've done it to other people. So.
Yeah, that is true. We judge him
for
what
he's done. I'm only judging him for what he showed us, and he admitted to doing it and apologized, but he still did it. It's like Connor threw the picture. He did it and apologized, but he still did it.
My question is, who found these Instagram likes? Like, who was stalking his history? Was it, like, an ex-girlfriend going, like, I got the receipts from that?
Maybe someone. Well,
Twitter has a section for your likes on your page.
Wait, it was on Twitter, not Instagram?
It was Instagram.
It was
Instagram and Twitter. Someone that got those screenshots.
Yeah, I don't know how you even go about doing that.
But Twitter, very you can see. That's interesting.
I want to know who got that account. Yeah, if you guys know who stalked this guy back for who knows when, let us know, because I'm very curious, actually.
And let this be a lesson. If you are going to try out, clean up your social media first.
Totally.
Or don't like stupid shit.
Just delete your account. Or just don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
How about that? Don't be an asshole. Don't date other contestants. And
don't tell the lead about how someone upset you, because it's probably not going to work out in your favor.
Maybe watch a season or two before you get on the show. Like, learn your
lessons. Do your research, for sure. Were you guys happy with how this rose ceremony turned out? Do you think there were any surprises that she let go of or kept? Or, I mean, all I can think about really was Jordan and his nakedness all over the screen.
Well,
I just thought it was funny because, like, last week he talked about how important it was to dress up for the occasion and to wear a suit and come and be really refined. And he was judging the guys who wore shoes without socks.
He also didn't have enough confidence to go up to her last week. This is the first week that he actually went up to her and talked to her.
Up to her without all of those things that would make him such a perfect candidate for her, which I find such BS. He's just so, I don't know, I find him to be so unbelievably insecure. I think that's why he's just...
Jordan.
It's a show. Everything is a show. It's annoying, and it's really kind of sad, because I don't find him that cute. If you were, like, drop-dead gorgeous, I'd be like, fine, maybe you have a case. But we pulled up his Wilhelmina profile. I was not impressed. Personally,
I have his Wilhelmina profile on my desktop right now.
Stop it.
Hold up. Can I show it to you guys? I don't know if that'll work.
That is so
But here it is.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Let's go.
The pensive gentleman and himself.
It's hard though, because like I'm being tough on him, but like you said, he could just be doing the biggest troll in Bachelor history with what he's doing. But
I think he is. I honestly, he doesn't really bother me because I just think it's comical. And I feel like he's making fun of himself the entire time. He's not really like trying to harm any of the other guys, you know?
Yeah. This is cool up until maybe like episode 4.
Totally.
Or then I'm going to be
next
like,
next week it'll get old for sure. Definitely.
Yeah,
up until the 2-on-1 date when he goes home.
But to answer your question, I was more surprised about who she kept than who she let go in the rose ceremony, because we haven't really seen much of John Venmo guy, right? The
founder. But Venmo.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't need to know anything else.
I mean, but I want to see more.
Did you say he started Venmo?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Final five.
Hey, guys, this is news to me. He created Venmo?
Yes.
What?
Yes. That was the only line we've seen in 2 episodes of him sitting down with her and said, so I created Venmo, and then it was like, cut, and then...
But didn't he read her a poem tonight?
Oh my God, I died. I love that.
What's that?
He's such a cute...
That was the banjo guy.
No, it was him.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I love him. Wait, we should quickly get into our... Okay, guys, we're going to have a new special segment on the show. I don't think I did it right. I've never done a fantasy league in my life, but we're going to try. So bear with us, because we're doing our first ever Bachelorette fantasy leagues. So basically, this season, we each have our own league of like 5 guys plus a random. So I'm just going to go through everyone's. Jeff is also going to be included, but he's not here today. So let's go through it. So first of all, we have Christine's team with 3 E's. Christine has Blake, Colton, and Garrett as her top 3. Blake being the winner. Then Wills and David. Her random choice is Chris. This was picked at random. If that was not clear. And then we have who she thinks her villain of the season is going to be. That is Jordan. So I guess you do kind of hope he stays around to see if he really is the villain of the season.
Yeah.
And we also have her pick for who she thinks the next Bachelor is going to be, and that is David. Next up, we have the Mr. Ziases. Did I say that right? Did I mess it up?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you
thanks, girl.
Yeah, you messed it up. Yeah, you got it.
The Mr. Ziases. Okay. We have Garrett as her winner. Colton, then Ryan, Blake, and Wills, and her random choice is Jean Blanc. Her villain choice of the season is Lincoln, and her next Bachelor prediction is Blake. Next up, I think you might win too. We've got Shirley's cats. I picked all these names.
Okay, I did not pick that.
So funny. So,
again, as the winner, we have Garrett. And then we have, then we have David and Colton, and then Blake and Ryan. And her random selection is Leo. Villain of the season, also Jordan. And the next bachelor is Blake. Okay, my team is Renee's Roses, keeping it classic. I have Garrett as my winner, and then I have Blake, and then David, Colton, and then Jason, and my random choice is Clay, villain, Lincoln, and my next Bachelor prediction is Blank.
Blank. Well, you better pick one.
I don't have one. It's Blake. I wish. I'll go on the show. Just kidding. And then lastly, we have Jeff's choices, and his team is the Graham Crackers. Wow. We have Blake as the winner, then Colton and Connor, which I didn't see coming, then David and Garrett, and his random choice is John, his villain of the season is Chris, and his next Bachelor prediction is Garrett. So that is what we have. Basically, how we're going to do this is if you're correct in your top 5 choice, you're going to get 5 points, and if you get the top 3 right, then you're going to get 3 extra points. Whoever's random stays the longest, because, I mean, at this point, we don't know who's going to go home first, we'll get 1 additional point, and then, obviously, whoever gets the villain right will get a point, and the guest for The Bachelor will get 2 points. So it's a max of 12 points. Play along with us. We're going to leave our... I know it's a lot of names and just a lot of little choices, so we're going to put it in the comments below. So let us know who your choices are or whose team you want to join. Probably Renee's Roses, because we're going to win. And yeah, just...
Shirley's Cats.
Play with us. This is our first fantasy league, guys, so play along with us. We're going to have some fun, and then we're going to come up with, like, prizes and stuff later on in the season.
Guys, we're really excited about it, and obviously this is done because we're all super competitive.
Very.
And I know I'm going to win, so join my team. But for real, we're going to list all the information that Renee just read on our YouTube comments. So make sure you check it out. Comment on our YouTube video and let us know whose team you want to be on. You can choose 1 of us 5.
My
Jeff
team
is not pictured here, obviously. And... whoever wins
there'll be a prize for you guys in some way, shape, or form. Joe, we're still trying to figure out the logistics about that.
Yeah, maybe we could do like shout outs or something. Everyone that's on that league.
We'll figure it out.
We got you guys.
And if you guys listen to the podcast and don't watch the YouTube channel, make sure you head over to our YouTube channel and play along with us. We love the show so much. And obviously, it's going to be a very dramatic, a very entertaining season.
Yes.
Lots of love, lots of tears. And we are so here for it. We're so excited. And we're so excited that you guys are joining us on this journey. So, without further ado, ladies, where can everyone find you until next week?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and make sure you check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
You guys can find me everywhere on social media at Christine Bean with three E's, joining winning team, guys. Wow. Team three E's. Come on. I got a cape for my team.
Please support Shirley's Cats. We could really use all the help we can get.
Is there a number we can call?
Yeah, please call. Someone needs to play In the Arms.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's so sad. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And you guys can find me across social media at Miss Zias, my blog, MissZias.com, and check out my new YouTube channel. I'm stoked about that. And hashtag Team Mr. Zias. All right, guys. We'll see you here next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later,
T3.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.